Now broadcasting in Lolcat, this is the Bugcast episode 17, and may Ceiling Cat have mercy on your soul. Seriously.
Nobody to hug. I'm such an ugly bug.
Hi, good evening. This is the Bugcast, episode number 17. Thanks for joining me. It is the 1st of July, it's Tuesday, and it's coming up to 11 o'clock at night. Apologies again for the second time running of a late show. I'll go a bit more into that later on. Right, a few bits to talk about this evening. I've got it written down somewhere. Thanks to me for introducing the show this evening. If you'd like to submit your own introductions for the show, then I need introductions for the next episode. That's episode 18 onwards. And I'll give you the information at the end of the show on how to send introduction files to me. Right. Bit of an update on my little list, Kara. About 8 weeks ago, it's probably more than that, in fact, I told you that she'd started suffering from constipation. Well, she still is. You know, nearly 2 months down the line, she's still suffering really badly. We've got a hospital appointment now to go and to get her checked out with the paediatric unit at the Doncaster Royal Infirmary on Friday morning to try and get to the bottom, pardon the pun, of this problem. It's getting desperate now. We've had endless numbers of sleepless nights, not least of which last night, where Kara was extremely unsettled for pretty much the whole night. Caroline ended up coming downstairs with Kara and trying to settle her on her lap on the sofa, which meant that Caroline hardly got any sleep, and of course she had to work today. Fortunately, I'm not working for the next 3 days, so I can give Caroline a bit of a rest tonight. If Kara needs some extra attention, then I can come down here with her and try and settle her that way. So yeah, hopefully by the next time we speak, I'll have some more news as to how she's getting on. But yeah, it's getting really bad now. She's still struggling badly to go. When she does, she ends up screaming the place down. Apparently she did earlier on today and almost went as white as a sheet. So it's not good. It really isn't. And hopefully we'll be able to get things sorted, but I'll keep you posted on that on the next episode. What else happened? Yeah, last week, the day before I should have recorded this episode, I had a couple of days off, and the intention was that we were going to go out and do some pricing up of the Nintendo Wii. And we wanted the Wii. We wanted the Wii Fit. But we knew there was a shortage. So we decided that we were going to buy both at the same time and try and get a decent deal on them. Now, we didn't realise, we know now, that nobody's doing the Wii with the Wii Fit as a standard package. So we had a nosy around. We checked in a few shops. I think Woolworths in Mexborough we started with, and we looked on the shelf, and look, there was the DVD case with Wii Fit on the front of it. Please take to counter for your product. But we got to the counter, and there's a big sign up there saying, "Sorry, Wii Fit out of stock." Okay, which then begs the question: why were there DVD cases on the shelf in the first place, suggesting that there were? And I told them that, but they didn't really seem to care. So that didn't work. We tried, I think, Toys R Us at Lakeside in Doncaster was the second place we tried. And a big sign on the window saying, "Wii Fit now in stock." So we went in, had a nosy around. I had the trolley with the... did we have the kids with us? Yeah, I think we did. I had the trolley. We flew around corners and got there as quick as we could. And yes, there was a display cabinet with Wii Fit display cases on there. And some guy without a name badge hanging around. I said, "Look, are these actually in stock?" And he said, "Yeah, you've got loads in stock." So we grabbed it, went and paid for it straight away, and picked it up. Walked out of the shop with this Wii Fit. And of course, we haven't got a Wii up to that point. The reason we didn't get the Wii in Toys R Us is because we'd seen, or Caroline had seen, some better deals at HMV, not least of which including Guitar Hero, because we've got Guitar Hero 1 and 2 for the PS2, and Guitar Hero 3 was one of the things we really wanted. So we went to HMV at Parkgate in Rotherham, and had a look at their deals, and we spent quite a bit of time in there. We had Amy with us. Where was Kara? Sure she was around. But Amy kept running up and down Cara was in the pushchair, of course she was. But Amy was running up and down the shop, so we took it in turns trying to rescue bits of Xbox and PS3 and DVDs and videos off the shelf and putting them back on the shelf after she'd picked them up and dropped them. And we eventually went for this package, not buying the Guitar Hero 3 that we originally wanted to get. But we got the console, we got... With that comes a controller and the nunchuck. We bought another controller with the Wii Play game, bought another nunchuck, bought a couple of other games. One was like a Carnival Fairground game, and the other one was I've forgotten. It was another game, anyway. We walked out, I think, £250 lighter from HMV. Brought everything home, and there it stayed for a day. That's really odd. Sorry, my sound service has popped up on the screen for no reason at all. Let's get rid of you. Thank you. So we didn't do anything with it that evening because the kids had... It was getting reasonably late. We needed to get the kids sorted out before they went to bed. And by the time they were in bed and we had something to eat and all the rest of it, it was too late to do anything with the Wii. So I got up nice and early the following morning and got the Wii set up. And I think on that evening, we fired it up and had a play with Wii Sports, which is the one that comes with it free of charge. But that game on its own, there's just so much in it. You've got, we'll go down the top, you've got tennis, baseball, bowling, that one there that I've forgotten, golf and boxing. But they are so true to life, the way they work. The controllers that, if you haven't got a Wii already, you may have seen the adverts on telly of these white Mars bar size controllers. And they are phenomenally revolutionary the way they work. They sort of use a combination of Bluetooth to send its signals back to the Wii box, so you don't need cables. It's got motion sensors, accelerometers, that sense when the remote is being moved in pretty much all directions. That's very much demonstrated in the baseball game. You hold the baseball, open quotes, bat, close quotes, behind your shoulder and circle it, kind of like the American baseball players do. The avatar on the screen is doing exactly the same as you are. It's quite scary. There's also an eye, almost like an infrared bit on the front of the remote control, that is essentially a point and shoot for the screens. You point at the screen and this little finger with your player number is hovering around it, and you can literally select things on the screen just by pointing and pressing the button. It's absolutely wonderful. I've never played a game like it in my life before. It's really, really good. And to say that the Wii Sports in itself, what it actually does, and it comes free with the Wii, is amazing. The same with the Wii Fit. I mean, you buy, I think $69.99 buys you the balance board, which is like the Wii board. And the game, and there must be probably upwards of 100 different games and activities you can do on the Wii Wii Fit. Actually, I've missed a bit. What I wanted to talk about before I mentioned Wii Fit was the concept of Mii. These are like your avatars. When you create a Mii, you're creating a profile, and that then becomes one of your players. So when you start the majority of Wii games, you choose which of your profiles you want to use as your player. Now, that profile stores your scores for different games, your personal settings, whether you're left or right-handed and whatever. But you can also store against it a visual representation. I haven't been drinking, I promise. Visual representation of yourself. So my Mii it's got spiky, sort of short spiky hair and a goatee beard, relatively wide around the middle, and you use that that visual representation of yourself in these other games. So when you're playing baseball, for example, it's you, it's your me. That's confusing, isn't it? Holding the baseball, baseball bat. Going forward again, in Wii Fit, there's a balance activity called the tightrope, and this is your avatar trying to balance its way and walk across a tightrope and jump over this thing with teeth. But during most of the games that you play, certainly with the Wii Fit, but also with Wii Sports as well, there are other characters around, and these characters can be just random avatars, but some of them can also be other avatars that you have stored on your system. Now, one of the features of the Wii is that it is internet enabled, and if you created a Mii avatar and you have linked your Wii console with a friend's Wii console, then you can swap avatars. So we've got two consoles registered on our Wii at the moment, and they have sent their Miis to us. So there I am walking across this this tightrope, and as you get to the end, you can see like seven or eight of these Mii avatars egging you on, jumping up and down, clapping you. And you get closer and you realise that whilst you're on the rope, I've got Caroline, Amy and Cara, who have all got their avatars created on there, standing there cheering me on. I've got Scott and Liz, who are friends of ours, are also standing there cheering me on. And I've also got Steph and Dave, who are friends of ours, also cheering me on. And because they look so much like the like they are in real life, because they've designed them well, it's really nice to be egged on by your friends being there as well. It's the same in Wii Sports, where you're no, this isn't Wii Sports either. This is Wii Fit still. You do a jog, and you've got this pacer me in front of you, which isn't anybody you know. But as you're running behind this pacer, friends and family either run past you or run towards you, and they wave as they go past. I suppose if you've never used a Wii before, then you're not. You might not be able to appreciate how good it actually is. Let me know what your feelings are on this. I mean, I think to be able to have representations of your friends and family in a game with you while you're playing it, although it is important to point out that although I've got the avatars of my friends on the Wii, they're not physically there. There's no link between the consoles, so it's not as if we're both playing Wii at the same time, us in our house and they're in their house, and they're actually physically sitting there and watching what I'm doing. It doesn't work that way. It's just a clone, if you like, of their avatar. Yeah, that's all I really wanted to say about that. If you do own a Wii and you want to register yourself with our console, then if you head to my Facebook profile, which shouldn't be too difficult to find if you know me, there's a Facebook application somewhere on my ever expanding profile with the console number on it. But obviously, if you do take my console number, then please let me have yours in return. Okay, I think I've waffled enough there. We're going to move on to a song. This is the brand new Heavies and Don't Know Why I Love You. No. That was the Brand New Heavies and Don't Know Why I Love You. I don't know whether Stevie Wonder did this track originally, but he's got a version of it that he has recorded and appeared on his Greatest Hits album a couple of years ago. I'm just having a quick look on Wiki to see if... No, it's not giving me any information. But anyway, yeah, wonderful cover by the Brand New Heavies. They've only got a few tracks on the Podsafe Music Network, but one of the ones I actually played on the first ever podcast episode, so it's good to have the Brand New Heavies back on the show. Right, my next part of the show is entitled What's Going On With The Show? And I've written some bits down here I want to talk about. Now, the last couple of shows have been very late. I've had concern from both Phil from work and Leonie from West Suffolk for the last 2 weeks saying, you know, where's the show? Phil joking about how it's not good enough, and Leonie saying, joking about, I'm getting worried about you because you haven't done a show yet. The problem I've got is that if I don't record the show at the weekend, I'm stuffed, because I normally record the show somewhere after 10 o'clock at night, sort of anywhere between 10 and 11 or beyond. And to finish the show, once I've recorded it, which takes up to 40 minutes, I've then got to go through it and check that everything's come out okay. Then I've got to make some changes to the tags, I've got to update the website, then I've got to upload it. By the time all that's done, you're looking at beyond midnight, creeping up to 1 o'clock in the morning. I can't do that on a work night. It just isn't possible. So unless I can get the show recorded on a Friday or Saturday, then it becomes very difficult for me to be able to continue to complete a show during the following week. Now, I will say in my defence, I did say this to Phil on Monday at lunchtime, since the show started, which was 16 weeks ago, I haven't yet missed a show in the 7-day period following the Friday that the show was due to be out on. All right, if you can follow that, then good for you. But in 17 weeks, I've done 17 shows. That's good enough for me. I'm hoping that's good enough for you. I'm not going to go and talk about social contracts. If you did go and listen to Adam Curry's Daily Source Code episode, I think it was 762, when one of his listeners accused him of not having a social contract and not, I can't remember what the phrasage was, not fulfilling his obligation to his listeners just because the word daily is in the title of his show. I remember a colleague of mine telling me this very brief story. A man goes into a dry cleaners called 24-Hour Dry Cleaners and says, I would like this shirt dry cleaned, please. The man of the dry cleaner says, certainly, sir, that'll take 3 days. And Macy says, but the shop, 24 hours. Yep, sir, that's just the name of the shop. And that's basically what it is. You know, I mean, I'm under no obligation to do these shows. The reason I do these shows is because I want to do them. I'm not going to stop doing these shows. I've done 17 now. I'm enjoying every single one that I do. This one, yeah, granted, it waffles a bit and it goes on a bit, and you probably get bored by the time you get to this point. But, you know, I'm not going to give these shows up. I don't know what more I can say than that. So, yeah, there we go. Another point is that in the earlier shows, I used to do reviews on news articles and news stories. But I'm finding at the moment that there are plenty of news stories that I could talk about. Things like the Zimbabwe elections, the Madeleine McCann case, which earlier on today they said that the police in Portugal were going to put the case away because they just had no progress on it. And yet later on this evening they've said that, okay, we're not going to put it away, we're reviewing the situation at the moment. What else is going on in the world? The hoax 999 emergency service call, where the fire engine was on the way to an incident that didn't exist, and on the way it crashed into a car and the driver died. In fact, that was local, that was very local, I think that was in Sheffield. But all I'd be doing is reading out what's on the what's on the news article, and you can do that yourselves. You know, if you want to know about the news, then no, go and find out yourselves. When I do review news articles, it's normally because they have something in them that I want to specifically talk about. Something that either that touches me directly or something that I have a concern over. And when those come up, I'll do them. Mark, in his Random 3, I think it was either last week or the week before, described my podcast as a blog style. And it is. It's just me talking about me and what I'm up to and anything that concerns me. And anything you say, of course. Anything that you guys want to chuck into the fray. There are lots of other podcasts out there that are based on politics, they're based on news, they're based purely on music. That's not what this is about. This is my playground. The Bugcast is my playground. And if you don't like the game, then recommend me another one. You thought I was going to say go and play somewhere else. No, don't. Stay put. So, yeah, that's where we're going with the show. I hope you're still enjoying it. I mean, I'm looking at some of the download figures, and they're maintaining quite nicely. I think at the moment I've got something daft like 28. I think it is distinct downloads a week. I don't have a proper stat report reporting facility at the moment, but I'm going to be working on that when I do the website design, which hopefully will be soon. Okay, I think I'm done waffling for the show, so let's have a bit of this.
Hey, this is Angie B, vocalist of Love Spirals and hostess of the Chillcast and the Chillcast Video Edition. Each week, the Chillcast brings you a sophisticated mix of pod-safe electronica, world beat, smooth jazz, and soulful pop music that's just right for chillin'. Plus, weekly music videos, monthly CD contests, extended DJ mixes on holidays, and the occasional artist feature. Plus, many specially cleared artists. Some say I'm the queen of chill, and many say I have the sexiest voice in podcasting, but I'll let you be the judge. So come kick back, relax, let me soothe you and groove you on the Chillcast. Come check it all out at my official site at angieb.com. See you there.
I'm having technical problems today. I've put the link for the Chillcast in the show notes. I very much recommend you go and listen to this podcast. As I always say, you listen to it once. If you don't like it, don't listen to it again. But for the last couple of weeks, the first minute of the show, I'm dubbing the Cringe Cast. Now, don't get me wrong, Angie is a phenomenal vocalist. She's got a really, really good singing voice. Now, a lot of these podcasts, particularly the more successful ones, and have sponsors. Sponsors like GoDaddy, which is a internet hosting and domain company. And a number of the larger shows have just taken on, and you know, I can't remember the name of it, but basically it's a sponsor. Sponsors the show, and as long as the show itself, you know, gives a hand back to the sponsor. In this case, it's a product which is it's almost like a network storage box, external hard drive to you and me. And Adam Curry, for example, he plugs it by saying how wonderful it is. He's got one in order. He can't wait for it to arrive. It's like a terabyte of disk space and of all the wonderful things he's going to do with it when it arrives. What Angie's started to do is she started to sing a promotion for these products at the beginning of her show. And I started listening to to episode 118 of the Chillcast, which has only just come out. And I was on my way home, and suddenly she started singing about this wonderful hard drive with lots of storage and all the rest of it. So I switched it off because I wasn't in the mood for it just then. I'm going to go back and listen to it again probably tomorrow. But yes, it's you know, you have a talent, use it by all means, but I'm not sure that singing an advertisement for a given product is really the way to be going. That's just my opinion. But yeah, give it a try. Going to have some feedback that I've received in the last week. I haven't had any emails, other than the one that I got from Leonie earlier on today saying, where's the podcast? But actually, that's not true. I lie. I did get an email. But the email was a written transcript of this file here.
Hey ho, me again. Thought I'd try something different this week, seeing as the intro was so warmly received. Now I've got a taste for recording voice files, there won't only be intros, but perhaps even further forays into email readings, such as the one you're listening to right now. I have to say I feel for Cara, bless her. Not only is she suffering from the indignity of constipation, but when she gets older and asks to hear the early Budcast recordings, that child will be mortified. Oh, Dad, I'm so embarrassed! Don't worry, Cara. When you're old enough, I promise to conspire with you to find ways to mortify the old man in return. Runs away laughing. And on that bombshell, all for now, your regular correspondent, Leonie, News at 10, Wessop.
Hey, fantastic. Thank you for that, Leonie. Again, wonderful to hear you giving your voice out on the show. Yes, mortified is not going to be the even the scratching the surface. I do tend to give away quite a bit on this show about the kids. Hopefully not too much. But yeah, I think if the kids ever sort of say to me, "Oh, Dad, I heard you did a podcast. Can I listen to one?" I'll either just throw caution to the wind and pick one at random, or I'll just say, "Sorry, darling, I deleted them all a number of years ago," and save myself the embarrassment and backlash that way. Yes, but like I said earlier on, hopefully the constipation issue will get sorted out. But yeah, thanks for that, Leonie. I very much appreciate it. We're going to do our last song now. This is from a group called Shearer, and the track is called Run Enemy.
Yeah. one left when we break into the hidden chest. When I left you like a tender bloom, my heart gets weak and I lose control. And I feel your flesh, I smell the air. I'm for my heart to let you share, and I'm ready to dissolve into you. And it feels like there is no one left when we break into the hidden chest. When I left you like a tender bloom, my heart gets weak and I lose control. And I feel your flesh, I smell the air. I put my heart to let you share, and I'm ready to dissolve into
Had I not had the scroll bar in front of me telling me how much of the track was left, then I can count at least two times where I probably would have jumped in and started talking, thinking that the track had finished. Yes, anyway, that was Shearer and Run Enemy. If you want to get in touch with the show, then you can do so in the following ways. You can call by telephone on 020 80 99 1550. You can drop an email to bugcast@thelovebug.org, and you can also visit the website at bugcast.thelovebug.org. All of the music from today's episode has come from the Podsafe Music Network, which you can reach at music.podshow.com. Looking at the clock timer, we're very, very close to breaking the all-time episode length record, which was from episode 13, where I did 42 minutes and 38 seconds. So, yeah, it's almost the potentially the longest show we've ever done. They're going to have waffled a lot today, so I shall end it now. So all that remains is for me to thank you very much for joining me today. I do apologise that the show was a lot later than it should have been. But I fully intend to record the next show either on Friday or Saturday night. So, all things being equal, and with the following wind, we'll regroup in a week's time. Take care.